WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Trying to determine how much one needs to save for retirement is likely one of the most challenging computations that one faces in life. One can simply avoid such complexities by not even trying to save for retirement and living off of Social Security. But that could render retirement unpleasant. As indicated by the Retirement Living Information Center, the average Social Security payout these days is approximately $1,300 per month. So how much does one need to save for retirement? A standard benchmark that many people use is somewhere in the range of $1 to $1.5 million. But such notions send shivers up the spines of many pre-retirees, since about 1 in 3 Americans have nothing saved. What's more, these questions defy standard benchmarks, since everyone's spending habits are different. One wouldn't want that million-dollar figure to cause people to throw up their hands and stop saving, since they are unlikely to ever reach that magic number. No matter how old one is, it's never too late to put some savings away for retirement. Those savings are likely to come in handy. There are some rules of thumb that can help. Here's one. The 25 times rule of retirement, which states that if you withdraw 4% of your nest egg each retirement year, a standard presumption, you will need to save 25 times your estimated annual expenses in retirement. So if you need $20,000 a year on top of Social Security, you need to save $500,000 to retire comfortably. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.